880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Miami, we are all fired up. That is how I felt when I was leaving Game 6 of the NBA Finals after the game. That's right, I didn't leave early. I left after the game. Guy sitting next to me, he paid $2,800 for him and his kid to go. They left early. Shame on them. Luckily, they were in the elevator and could come back up. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about my experience at Game 6, the time I spent with David Stern and that I didn't spend with Bill Russell. What a jerk he is. And also, we'll talk about how to get yourself in shape like a pro. Tarik Maddox will be on. He's the former trainer up with the New York Jets. He keeps me in shape, maybe even seeing the tweets and how buff and Velt I'm looking. We're also going to get social. We've got our sponsors at the Miami Marlins have delivered to us Alex Buznego. Alex gave me the fist bump. He's the manager of digital and social media for the Miami Marlins. They were misidentified by your crazy announcer in the last segment. We won't misbrand them again. Alex leads the digital marketing and strategies for the Marlins. We'll talk more about his background and some of his favorite pet projects like hashtag Pledge305. Here on the show, we'll also see what got him into the business, things that are different between his Latino and Anglo voices on the web, broadcasting versus conversation, all of our favorite social topics we're going to address. And then at the end of the show, I'm going to again talk about my experience at Game 6 of the NBA Finals. I'll tell you what David Stern was doing while they were rolling out the trophy. He sits right next to me at the finals. He was also sitting next to Bill Russell. Bill Russell, every time somebody wanted to take a picture of him. We'll talk about what happened then too. So stick with us. The stock market went through the floor because the Fed is scaring the you-know-what out of everybody. I'm in the commercial real estate business. It's making every deal retrade. It's killing my business, or at least altering it dramatically. In fact, if you're in a commercial real estate business and you need a loan, you should call us because we can help you negotiate the crazy pitfalls that are going on out there. We're getting emails from all the lenders to hold off. They're changing all their pricing. It's just dramatic. So I want to thank Ben Bernanke for his lack of clarity and just scaring the you-know-what out of the market. We'll be back right after this. We're going to have Alex Buznego. He's at Marlins, Ballpark, at Los Marlins, and at Marlins. Oh, God, I can't figure that last one out. He's going to have to tell us. We'll be back after this. Stevie, take me out.
The time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Hi, this is Jim Freed, and when you are looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
As we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020. I love that part. To schedule a consultation, trust your eyes to the best. Baskin-Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 9 years running by U.S. News and World Report. Visit baskinpalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, I know Johnny Social Media 305 has been waiting a while for this, and so have I. We've been really trying to get some great traction with the social media purveyors here and some of our name brand companies. And we've got Alex Buznego. He's the manager of digital and social media for the Miami Marlins. You'll know him as @Marlins. He'll tell me what that is. @Marlins Park, @Los Marlix. Alex is 29. He leads the digital marketing strategies for the Miami Marlins and Marlins Park. He's responsible for developing strategies for the web, social, mobile, email, analytics, loyalty, and digital advertising. Previously, Alex directed the marketing department at Inktel Holdings, also working to develop a new digital and social marketing business unit. Alex is the founder of #Pledge305, a Miami-focused giving campaign that leverages the power of social media. He's a graduate of the University of Pennsylvania and the University of Miami. Alex serves as a board at a board level with Roots of Hope and Family Counseling Services. Alex is currently a member of Class 7 of the Miami Foundation's Miami Fellows Program. Wow, what a resume.
What an intro. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I had to take a breath in the middle. Thank you so much for being here on the show, Alex. Now, Alex, let's talk about number one. How did you get into the social and digital media, and digital marketing for the Marlins?
Yeah, it wasn't. My degree was not in social media. That's for sure. they didn't have that in Pennsylvania. But graduated with my graduate degree, my master's in marketing, and began working in marketing. And realized there was an unfulfilled need. There was these new technologies that were out there to be used, but applying that to the rules of business and to the rules of marketing was where there was kind of a gap. So how do you take technology and take the longstanding principles of marketing and business, and how do you connect the dots?
Oh, wow. Sounds like a precursor to the Wharton School lecture you're probably going to give real soon. Now, let's start the basics. I've been watching some of your streams. When I was an early Twitter user, I bombarded you, hoping that you would respond. Johnny and I categorized you as a serial broadcaster. And then we started to look at your streams and seeing what you were trying to accomplish. And I kind of understood. How does somebody reach out and talk to the Marlins? Or is the Marlins' strategy of social media more along the lines of getting information out?
It's both. It's a balance. I think there's a lot of information to communicate about what's going on both on the field as well as at the ballpark. In addition to, you know, what's going on with ERAs and batting averages, just as much there's promotions and special events and giveaways and a lot of things we do as a marketing department to make the experience a good one. So there's a lot of information to communicate, but at the same time, we try to do just as much for every time we announce something. We try to reply to a fan or answer a question or retweet a fan who's really pumped about the game tonight or having a great time at the game. So it's a balance.
That sounds awesome. And it really is. You know, you were talking for a minute and maybe just glossed over it, that it's really a part of the experience. And for me, it is. When I go to the ballpark, I have to admit it, this season, it's sometimes a little bit challenging to get into the game unless Stanton's up or something. And I must admit, I've seen that home run machine go off a few times with Giancarlo hitting the ball out of the park. I mean, my mom's seen it. My wife's seen it. My wife loves going to the game. For me, part of the experience is tweeting it up. And let me just say one thing is I'm able to get text tweets out, but not really ones that contain content more than just text. What's the story about getting out of the ballpark with some social? Is it just me or is it other people that have that issue?
Within the ballpark, we have full Wi-Fi connectivity. So perhaps there was a matter with the area of the ballpark you're at. But
The home plate seats, man.
We won't blame it on user error.
Oh, no, not my fat fingers messing it up. Never happens.
No, but when the ballpark was built, there was an initiative. We wanted to make sure that we were one of the more connected ballparks in baseball. So there's free Wi-Fi access for all folks in the ballpark. Using digital technology in the park was a big priority. There's a mobile app you can use called MLB.com at the ballpark.
Got it.
Where you can order your food live from your seat. So you're at your seat, you don't really want to get up or get in line. You can order and pay right from your phone, and you'll get a text message when your food is ready, and you can skip the line. And that's one way of dozens of ways that digital technology can be used to not only communicate, but also enhance the experience.
You see, and that's what I've found at the ballpark, is that the social experience is enhanced when I go there. I love being social. I love tweeting about everything and going back and forth, engaging with you guys. Now, how have you been working to build up the following for the Marlins social platforms?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question I get a lot. And the way I look at it is, if you went out of your way to press follow or press like for a brand, you must really, really like it. You know, I consume a lot of brands in my life, different types of candy or food or that I never considered proactively searching out on social media and pressing follow. So if you did proactively press follow, that means there's some sort of really strong affinity there. So I pretend I make sure that I frame it as if I'm talking to our absolute most loyal fans.
Oh, gosh, and you sure are. When somebody is talking to you and they're one of your fans, it is an emotional thing for them. Sports is, well, I wouldn't say sports is different than soda. Maybe it is. I think maybe it is. Certainly with what's going on with the championship runs in our town that we've had in the past. And oh, by the way, the number one championship moment that I've ever had that still trumps whatever's going on in this town is Game 7 at the for the Marlins. It is one of the top five World Series moments in history. So I've had some great times with the Marlins. Now, you've got a bunch of different voices, and there's the one that I can't pronounce, the one, I guess it's your charity one.
Marlins Ayudan.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much. Now, each handle has a different marketing spin, a different agenda, a different drive. How do you decide what voice to use for different information? And do you use different voices for each one?
Absolutely, yeah. So at Marlins is our primary one. There we try to keep the conversation very baseball-centric, so statistics and quotes and what's going on the field. And we assume that the audience of that account is international. We have Marlins fans every part of the country. We have people that'll tweet at us that they are in England and they're watching the game on a delay, And then for more localized content, for what's actually going on at the ballpark, the promotions, we'll use our Marlins Park account. So those are 81 regular season baseball games, but it's also all concerts and soccer games and all the additional events that are happening at the ballpark. Los Marlins is in Spanish. Billy the Marlin is more for the funny, wacky, offbeat stuff.
I love that dude.
Billy's
a funny
guy.
Wait, do you do Billy the Marlin, or does somebody else?
I work very closely with Billy. He's a funny and wacky guy. You know that.
Yeah, he was my season ticket guy before he was the mascot. So I know who Billy the Marlin is, and he is a whack job.
Yeah, it's hard to tweet with the fins, I think. But
Fins do make it difficult.
Yeah.
But the beak is, I think, what gets in. He can't see you.
He does all his tapping on the keyboard with his beak, I think. And then Marlins Ayudan is our community wing, where ayudan is the Spanish word for help.
Okay.
So it is particularly refers to our front office volunteering program. which is, you know, last year alone was 5,000 service hours and $1 million in philanthropy. So there's a lot there
that
Marlon's doing in the community.
All right, Alex is starting to get engaged. He's starting to get fired up. Stick with us because we're going to talk about some of Alex's personal stuff that he does on the internet. We'll be right back after this short break. We're getting the insights from one of the top social media guys in town, Alex Buznego from the Miami Marlins, back after this.
Little boy in a baseball hat stands in the field with his ball and bat. Says, I am the greatest player of them all. Puts his bat on his shoulder and he tosses up his ball. And the ball.
Come one, come all, come on, have a ball. Come on and join the Marlins, y'all. We are the Marlins, come on, come on. Dive right into the fun, yeah.
It's Miami Herald's Half Price Tuesdays at Marlins Park. That's right, all fans get half price tickets to any Tuesday home game in 2013. Go to Marlins.com to get your half price tickets today. Marlins baseball, dive in.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here with Alex Buznego. He's the manager of digital and social media at the Miami Marlins. Before we go any further, I did want to point out one thing, but it just dropped from my screen while I was trying to get it. There it is. I want to give a high five to Brooke Denton. Tonight she's getting the Best Buddies Scholarship in Miami. That really is freaky. I can't tell you that you know, I know the guy that runs Best Buddies. That dude's always on the heat broadcast sitting in the front row. So I don't know how that's going to work out, but a high five to Brooke Denton for all of the great service she does and for the fact that she is one of the newest members of the Gator Nation. And now we are back. We are back with Alex Buznego. We're talking digital. We're talking Marlins. Now, what's the difference? You know, we talked a little bit about the different voices Alex uses. We talked a little bit about the voices, the way he approaches social media, things like that. Now, Alex, tell me a little bit about the difference you voice in the Latin market, you voice the Anglo market. What's the difference between how you approach them? If I hit translate on my Google, would that give me the same tweet?
Right. No, it doesn't. For example, going into the ballpark the year before, we had a catchphrase known as the coolest ballpark ever. And if you translate that into Spanish directly, what does that come out to? It seems like the ballpark's going to be freezing. So that's not a direct translation. So that's one example of many that can tell you that. It's not a matter of just plugging in the same words. You know, the Latin audience is very passionate and very nuanced in their understanding of baseball.
Oh, so. Yeah, they all sit around me giving me – I go to the game, and I swear to God, you think you're at a high school game at Coral Park with all the guys there. They know their stuff. Off.
They really do. And a lot of exclamation marks, I'll tell you that. There's a lot of passion.
I was going to say, on that one, you get a lot of exclamation marks. Now, what's the funniest tweet that anybody's ever shot your way? Is that a way to get your attention?
Oh, man. There's definitely a lot
that you can mention on the station.
I'll tell you one that comes to mind is last year. As you know, in our ballpark, it is a retractable roof, open to the elements most times of the day. And we were in the middle of a game in which the roof was closed, but exposed to nature, there are, you know, flying animals that can come into the park every now and then.
Saw one when I was there on Saturday.
Yeah, there was a bird, and you know, there was a minor incident. You know, nature called, And, you know, it's a fan had an incident.
Where fan was attacked by a flying, so to speak.
Let's just say his shirt was it wasn't as clean as when he walked in.
Uh-huh.
So he tweeted something, you know, fairly funny, but at the same time, you know, not the most pleasant.
A little bit off color.
Yes, yes. So while it was very funny, at the same time, we wanted to respond to it. So we asked him where he was sitting, and we went down there, and we gave him a new T-shirt, Marlins T-shirt, and a couple tickets to a future game, and he got a kick out of it.
High five to you. Yeah. High five to you. Now, what's your favorite place in the ballpark to tweet from? Because we have suite nights, and we'd love to have you up at the ballpark on a suite night.
Yeah, it's the beautiful thing about what we do is, you know, with a mobile phone or a tablet, you can walk anywhere and do our job. But, you know, I'll go old school. I think just sitting in the press box, there's nothing quite like sitting in a major league press box with, you know, writers who have been writing about the sport for, you know, decades.
Well, you're getting me goosebumps. Now I'm jealous. I got to tweet you and go, hey, how's it up in the ballpark? And can I get something? And that's it too, Tommy. And I wanted to talk about Tommy and Glenn and those guys. The hashtag, the Twitter Tuesdays, the mm-hmm. email Tuesdays, and now Twitter Tuesdays. Ultimate high five to you guys for being so connected and talking to them like that. That for sure is a way that people connect and feel good.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, shout out to our friends at Fox Sports Florida for doing a lot of that stuff. And yeah, I mean, that's what the beauty of social media is. It breaks down the barriers that you have with, you know, athletes and broadcasters who you never really had that sort of access to. And on a daily basis, there's fans having conversations with Logan Morrison or Giancarlo Stanton or Glenn Geffner or Tommy Hutton. It really just enhances the experience to a great degree.
It really does. I have friends that know these guys personally, and so I listen to the stories that they tell about what great, you know, people they are and how fun they are. And to be able to interface with them on Twitter is really cool. And I must admit that I was at the fan fest where they introduced Lomo was a tweeting fan, you know.
Right.
I was one of his first followers. I mean, I followed him right in front of his face while he was going into the elevator, which I don't think he appreciated that I was tapping into his face. But I think he kind of laughed because he does get the humor involved in everything. Now, Alex, a question away from the Marlins. What's hashtag Pledge 305?
Hashtag,
I
pledge 305 is a I had the question of how can I use my skill, what I do for a living, which is an understanding of social media and marketing, for good. How do I use it to do good in our community? And I pledge 305 came to mind. And what it is, it's a 2-part pledge mm-hmm. that anyone in Miami can make. The first part is to make a monthly gift to a Miami cause that's important to you, a nonprofit, etc. Can be any cause, can be any amount. What matters is that it's every month. That's the pledge you make. And then the second part of the pledge is that you then share the news of your gift on social media, via text, via email. And with the reasoning being, now your impact is more than just the dollars you gave to Miami. It is now inspiring others to do the same and create a exponential ripple effect of goodwill and of giving and of engagement in our community.
That's just terrific, and I really did want to get to that. I didn't want it just to be, you know, fully Marlins-centric, because I think part of what makes the people that I know at the Marlins different is that they're all involved in the community, that they all do have a social conscience, not just a social media conscience, but a social conscience, and that's something that I really think Major League Sports brings to our community that wasn't here when I was growing up, except for the Dolphins.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Now, Alex, oh golly, I had a great question. It just went from my mind. Johnny, do you have anything you want to talk to Alex about? Ask him a quick big question.
I'm in the middle of a tweet. My apologies.
Johnny's in the middle of a tweet. He's out in outer space, and now I do remember what I wanted to say, Alex. Are people allowed to bring in iPads? Because the iPad would make the experience even that much more rich.
Absolutely.
Now, we talked about the MLB app.
Yeah.
I know that I have a special app. I think it's from the Miami Herald that I got that's a Marlins app. What are some of the good baseball apps that are out there? Are there social ways that people can access the Marlins from an interactive social or digital basis?
Yeah, sure. There's two apps that we are involved with. The MLB.com at bat app is sponsored by Major League Baseball, and that allows you access to what's going on in the game. You can watch video feeds, live video, live audio.
Ooh, what's that again?
That's called At Bat.
That the MLB At Bat, right?
MLB At Bat, yeah. And then the newer app, which is kind of coming on by storm and recently won an award is the At the Ballpark app. And what that allows you to do is it's the perfect complement to coming to the game. So it gives you an interactive map. You need to know where the nearest restroom or where all the concession stands are. You can just plug in where you are. You can order food live from your seat. You can upgrade your seats in the middle of a game. If you're sitting in the home run porch and you know your friend's in the home plate box, you can plug in the app and figure out what seats are available that are nearby. And upgrade right there on the spot and just pay the difference.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool things that you can do through that app.
It sounds like the Marlins are taking almost as much time with their social media presence as they did with the design of the ballpark. And I can tell you, it's just about as rich an experience. What do you think is the most important thing that you guys are doing on a social basis to enrich the experience of the fan?
Yeah, at the end of the day, I understand that our social audiences are our most loyal and our most engaged fans.
Really?
And of course.
That's great.
And understanding that in the old days, in the 50s, a consumer's life was so much different. You'd wake up, you'd read the morning paper, you'd drive to work, you'd come home, listen to the radio, and watch the Ed Sullivan Show, and you're pretty much done. Nowadays, there's newspaper, there's 800 channels, there's DVR.
There's 800 newspapers.
800 newspapers, there's magazine, there's blogs, there's the internet, there's Farmville, there's video games. There's so much media to consume that a marketer's challenge is so much different. And where consumers are spending their time is looking down at their phone.
Yes.
Consumers are more likely to look down at their phone than they are to look up at the billboard.
Yeah, well, the billboards have to be on the phone.
Exactly. And how do you get your brand's message to organically show in a text message or in an email from your friend or on a social media wall? How do you get your message to be on there? How do you get the fans to advocate for you?
And to stand out. How do you stand out in a timeline? I found that the icon is extraordinarily important. Here's a question to ask. Your logo, how does that work when you're scrolling through as an icon? Because that thing just smoking stands out, I gotta believe.
It does. It's a conversation piece, I would say, yeah.
It really is. And the other thing is that I think that a lot of your social outreach, it can bring people back to the ballpark by making it personal for them and for you to be able to reach out to them and directly address what their particular concerns are about the team or the ballpark or whatever.
There's a lot of customer service that goes into it. We resolve issues all the time. We take pride in that. We want to be known as the account the sports team that is more responsive than any other. We want to be right there to answer any question. We can't answer them all. We get a lot. But we want to do a job of just constantly be doing it.
Well, Alex, I must say is that we do appreciate you coming out on the show. We do look forward to being more social with you. Having met you in person now, we do look forward to developing more conversations online. Maybe we can set up some tweet chats where we can get specific things going with some of the community out there, reach out to the social media, have them directly interface with you, and maybe a hashtag someday. We'll talk to you about that off the air. But I want to thank you, Alex Buznego. He's the manager of digital and social media for the Miami Marlins. He's helping the Marlins bring back the fans one at a time, reaching out to them and making each experience personal, enriched, and positive. Alex, thanks so much for coming out to the show today.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
It's my absolute pleasure. Alex, we're going to have him back hopefully towards the end of the season as well. Stevie, I know I got you on the short, so are we out? Are we ready to go? Stevie gives me the thumbs up. We are out. High five to the Florida, to the Miami Marlins, and Alex Buznego for coming in and getting social.
Everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun.
It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is a part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So even if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Wow, that was just some great social talk with the Marlins. I want to thank Alex Biznego for coming in here. I also want to take this time. It's our time at the bottom of the hour that we do our UHealth segment. This is brought to you by the experts at UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, brings you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is its comprehensive approach that they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms, your medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U.S. News and World Report ranked Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute number one 9 years in a row. And the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center is there, too. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. For the next few weeks, you can learn more about UHealth when you pick up the Miami Herald. The UHealth Discovery Series focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that they are changing healthcare for the better. You're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow their dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. Every week, there's something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthsystem.com to learn more.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
All right. I mean, and let me tell you more about UHealth, and this is very important. I have a very close relative that is having some health issues. The people at UHealth have been so involved that they actually texted me while I was at work that her tests came back in the danger zone and I needed to go get my friend and take them right to the hospital. I want to give a personal thank you to Ali Nair, MD, Willie Townsend, the coordinating consigliers, Mark Loudon, MD, the assistant professor of clinical medicine, the division of emergency medicine, and the rest of the UHealth team on the sixth floor for taking very good care for somebody who's very important to me. And now we're going to start talking about how to get your butt off the couch and in shape, because it's summertime, work is slowing down. You got to get up off the couch. You got to call Tarek Maddox and get yourself in shape just the way he helps me get in shape. Frank Gore and all the other NFL guys and a lot of the NBA guys, the college athletes that are getting ready to turn pro, and a lot of the kids that are looking to get a free ride. T, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Jim? Happy to be back.
Oh, hey, and we're glad to have you back, Tarek. Now, listen, I work out. I'm looking good. I'm feeling good. You're helping me get fit for life. My pants don't even fit anymore, but I still have my weight on, and I don't ache anywhere. So I want to thank you for helping me. But there are a lot of people that are going to be watching the Heat game and then baseball and everything else this summer, eating chips, drinking beer, wishing they look better, but not doing anything about it. Now, T, how do we get these people off the couch?
Well, first of all, you got to put yourself first. Those guys on the floor are in shape. They're in very good shape. That's why they're in the finals. They're in very good shape. And first of all, to get off the couch, you got to make your duty to do something before you get on the couch. For example, if you come home from work, long day at work, you're tired, and you know you're not going to work out for the rest of the day when you hit the couch or when you hit the sack, you know, go for a brisk walk, 10 or 15 minutes, and you can have a seat. Just get into a good habit of doing something before you actually get in the house, or even stop by a park, take a brisk walk before you actually pull up in your driveway. So it all starts with good habit forming.
It sounds like the right approach. I could tell you this much is that when I'm getting off the highway and pulling down on my street, I'm ready to rip somebody's head off sometimes. And a nice little walk around the block probably does my family life a little bit of good besides helping my health. So it sounds like the best way to start. Now, Tarek, somebody's doing a brisk walk. They started, they said, gosh darn it, I'm getting healthy. First of all, how do they find you? Because I think that one of the most important things about getting healthy, this is one of the things that scares most of the people that I know. They're afraid they're going to get hurt. And the number one thing that you can't do is overdo it. And the only way that happens is with supervision. If somebody wants to have you help supervise their workout so they can, oh man, they can have guns of steel like me, how do they find you, T? And then we're going to keep talking.
An email at TarekMaddox@yahoo.com, TerekMaddox@yahoo.com, or simply give me a call anytime. Feel free. Area code 786-278-5584.
Okay, and for all you guys out there and ladies out there that are fans of the U, the T works out, guys like Frank Gore, a lot of the NFL, pre-NFL, the college guys, yeah. I'm telling you, I have met them. They have come out. They have worked out with me and Tarek, and I gotta tell you is that it really is a happening thing. I gotta tell you about what happened this morning. You know, I haven't been able to work out yesterday. We were supposed to get together and work out yesterday. My close personal friend had to be taken to the hospital, and I didn't get to work out. And then I didn't get home till like 11 o'clock last night. I felt like garbage this morning. I had to go back to the hospital. So what did I do? I took 15 minutes and I activated everything. I did my push-ups. I did the squats. I did the thing with the band. I did it all. And I am telling you, it fires you up. I used to think that I needed to have coffee or something in the morning with caffeine. You want to go in fired up? You go do yourself the 50 push-ups. Those push-ups, number 10, I'm hurting. Number 20, I'm feeling it. Number 30, I'm getting a burn. Number 40, I'm starting to get into it. And when I hit 50, I am ready to rock.
Awesome.
And other people need that, T.
And you know what this does? This all releases endorphins, and you get them for free just from working out. And it's going to make you feel good. If you're in a bad mood from a long day of work, you're not feeling right, do some simple jumping jacks, take a brisk walk, do some body squats, but just take a slow approach, a safe approach, and you'll start, you know, get yourself in the groove of, you know, wanting to get on a vigorous program eventually, but always start slow. You know, sad to say, James Gandolfini, you know, from The Sopranos, unfortunately, he died at the age of, tender age of 51 just due to, you know, lack of exercise and fitness levels. You know, he just so busy working, we get into our lifestyle and we forget about exercising, and then we can't enjoy the good things in life. you know, we have to make time for ourselves, you know.
Well, how'd you know what my mom flipped me this morning? That's exactly what she did. She took the James Gandolfini obituary, sent it to me, and said, you better make sure that you're getting in shape with that buddy of yours.
There you go. That's right.
I mean, I'm telling you, and it's very easy to fall into the bad habits. You get up, you get coffee, you blast into work, you're working late, you're smoking cigarettes or whatever it is that you're doing, or you go out to, oh, this is my favorite. The guys that go out to dinner for a living, you know, the guys that are salespeople, they go, these guys put on weight, they drink booze, and they just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you know, I have found that if you've got a job like that, you have to start and do it in the morning. You have to do it in the only part of the day that you can control, which is the front end. Johnny talked about it on social media hour, where he gets up and he does personal time till 7:30. Then he fires up the computers.
There you go. Exactly. That's going to actually give you that spark, that energy to have a good day at work. And you're going to get in a good habit and you're going to continue to do it.
I can only tell you that it just fires me up. Now, Tarek, most people think that there's a lot of rocket science to this. Tell them a little bit about, you know, you said jumping jacks. I'm talking about push-ups, about using a rubber band. We've been working out now for 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. I haven't pushed one weight. I mean, you get me into fitness. If people want to see how fit I am, hit hashtag FOB13 or look at Tarek's Twitter feed at Tarek Maddox, and you'll see some of the things that we've been doing. I got to tell you, I can't believe it. I can't. What? Did you change your Twitter name?
Yes, sir. You're Tarek Maddox.
Oh, you got to let us know that, T. You got to tell us that. I still am tweeting that at Espa there, dude. So now I'm giving you a high five. He gets a big high five for that, doesn't he, Johnny? What is it? It's at Tarek Maddox. Put it out there, T.
Okay, it's at Tarek Maddox.
Okay, at T-E-R-E-K, right?
M-A-D-D-O-X, that's right.
All right. Well, listen, if people want to know what's happening, they need to go check on that Twitter feed, because it really chronicles what Tarek and I have been doing, and it also chronicles how we're using social media to build our business. Now, Tarek, what is it that you find is the number one way that you can get – I mean, I know you run that boot camp down in South Dade. How do you get those people involved?
Well, I'm sorry, what was the question, Jim?
How do you get the people involved with your boot camp? Being in a boot camp takes a dramatic commitment. And you have a bunch of regulars that go to your boot camp.
Yes.
How do you keep them energized and things fresh for them?
All right, number one, you got to keep it fun. It has to be fun, it has to be safe, and it has to be very effective. I mean, because if your training is not effective and fun, then you bore the people to death with all the different types of activities that's just not fun. People want to have fun, get in shape at the same time, and have a good day and going about their lives. And at the same time, they're getting in shape. So I try to make my boot camps fun with the music, with the competitive exercising and the body weight exercising. And you just want to have it, mix up the exercises as much as possible. You just make it challenging for them, you know, with their own body weight. We don't use heavy weight. We stay away from certain exercises with certain amounts of weight and things like that to keep all of our clients safe.
Well, Tarek, we only have a minute left. Now, if somebody wants to get a hold of your boot camp, somebody wants to get their big butt in shape, somebody is not really that fat but just wants to tone it up because they're hitting into middle age and they want to see those guns one last time, how do they find you, bud?
All right, you guys can visit my website at fitandfinebootcamp.com, exactly how it sounds, fitandfinebootcamp.com. Submit an email, say that you want to get in shape, state your goals, and someone will contact you as soon as possible.
You got at Tarek Maddox, T-E-R-E-K-M-A-D-D-O-X, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you got your phone number. Give that to me again. Go slow, because I know you worked with the Jets, but you know that means you know they got to speak slow for their fans.
That's right. Okay, go Heat tonight. Let's go, baby. They better be moving fast tonight.
All right, but let me hear the phone number
area
reach
code,
you.
Area code 786-278-5584.
Well, Tarek, thanks so much for coming on. Thanks for keeping me fit and trim, and thanks for
keeping
my workouts interesting, fun, and they don't hurt. Tarek will be back in a couple of weeks. If you need him, go to at Tarek Maddox. We'll be right back. We'll be talking about my experiences at Game 6 and what's the Fed doing messing with my business. tramps like us, baby, they were born to run. Stevie, I gotta love you, and you gotta run with Tarek. You know, Tarek runs with the pros in the summer, all summer long. He'll be running with the pros, and if you wanna get your car from the pros, then you're looking to buy or lease a car. You want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Well, you may... Oh boy, I'm going to start again, Steve. Discover U Health, University of Miami Healthstam, and this week's Miami Herald is part of U Health's Discovery Series. You'll learn about the people and patients behind breakthrough medicine happening right now in your own backyard. The only university hospital, the university-based hospital in South Florida, top-ranked physicians partner with the brightest minds in research to bring cutting-edge medicine to our community and the world. Look for U Health's Discovery Series in this week's Miami Herald and El Nuevo Herald, or visit uhealthsystem.com to learn more.
Come one, come all, come on, have a ball. Come on and join the Marlins, y'all. We are the Marlins, come on, come on. Dive right into the fun, yeah.
It's all you can eat Mondays at Marlins Park. Enjoy unlimited munchies like KM Franks, peanuts, popcorn, nachos, Pepsi, and Aquafina water starting at only $22. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets now. Marlins Baseball, dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to take this time to thank Dr. Wolger, Stanley, and the rest of the sixth floor team at the University of Miami Medical Center for taking real good care of somebody that really means a lot to me. If you have somebody that means a lot to you, go out to the University of Miami Medical Center. The folks at U Health, they know what they're doing. It's the only university-based hospital down here, and they are just smoking hot. They're doing a job for me. I want to talk a minute about my experience at Game 6 over at the NBA Finals. I did not leave early. I have great seats thanks to one of my good friends, Andy Coatson, and my friend Mike Siegel. We sit right behind David Stern at the Heat games whenever he's in town. This week he brought Bill Russell. David Stern, what a gentleman. Really nice. Hands are like silk. Bill Russell, cranky old man. Every time somebody wanted to take a photo, forget about it. The man would hold up a piece of paper in front of him. Young little, you know, I got to just say it this way, peach fuzzy, not too knowledgeable young basketball fan wanted to go up and say, hey, Mr. Bill Russell. He wouldn't even talk to him. The guy ended up trying to talk to Bill Russell's wife. It was really, really funny. But the most, all the game, all the heat, feel the heat, all that stuff was great. The funniest part of the game was right there, about 2 minutes left to go. David Stern, they were rolling out the trophy and et cetera, roping off the cart. David Stern, he's sitting there reading the remarks. You know, it starts off the 2012-2013 Larry O'Brien trophy is presented to, and I leaned down when LeBron hit that three-pointer and I did the old Mutombo finger wave. I said, hey, David Stern, it's a little early for that. Well, he turns around, looks at me, gives me that little sigh smile we've all seen on TV, arches his brow, and winks and puts away the paper. We know how that turned out from there. So I want to give a high five to the NBA and David Stern, but not necessarily to Big Bill Russell. I was hoping for more. I had heard he was a cranky dude. I wish that he could enjoy his fame and recognition, because I'm sure they didn't pay him a whole lot of money. And what he's got right now is the value of all that fame and of all that positive energy. I want to give a negative high five. Can I do that? To the Fed. The Fed is tampering with my ability ability to make money. The Dow is crashing because the Fed has tipped its hand, or at least talked about, jawboned interest rates up through the roof. They've moved like 85, 90, almost 100 basis points, and that just really hurts. When they use that in a calculation to determine how much money you're going to get in your loan for your house or for your commercial property, or how much interest you're going to get charged on your credit card, it's going up if it's interest, it's going down if it's the amount of the loan. And let me tell you, they're putting the gas on the economy because they think things are cranking. Well, unless you're an international investor developing a high-end condo building, I don't think you think that the market's smoking hot right now. I think you're thrilled that people are taking their foot off your neck. I think that a little breathing room and a little oxygen is something the American economy needs. If Ben Bernanke's afraid of hyperinflation, then just do something else. But don't put the brakes on yet, because it ain't smoking hot in Europe, and Europe is where we sell a lot of this stuff. So Ben Bernanke, hey, look out for the little guy. Let us make our money back. Let us replenish our IRAs and our retirement accounts. Don't start depressing the stock market. Don't start increasing the interest rates. For goodness sakes, the real run-up in housing here in South Florida is still only in the high-end stuff and the stuff that's bought all cash. If you're looking for a mortgage, it's still like getting a colonoscopy, and money is really hard to find. So we need to still have a little bit looser monetary policy. You know, just because you can't print money forever doesn't mean you got to make that my problem. You're the ones that took the aggressive action in the first place. Thank you so much for saving our economy. The government, for crying out loud, the government was broke there. Most of the United States was broke. But now we're on firmer footing. We found the industries and the players that are going to survive. Let them replenish themselves. Let them grow. Don't start tamping down growth. We haven't even seen inflation yet. The artificial depression in the economy is holding down the interest rates naturally. You don't need to tamp things up and get everybody riled. You're not going to be the freaking chairman of the Fed much longer anyway. What are you trying to do? Have a lasting mark on our economy like Paul Volcker did? For goodness sakes, please let us grow organically. Let things go a little bit. Let people make some money. Let us have a party. It's been 7 lean years. Even the Bible lets you have a little bit of fun after 7 lean years. So please take the foot off the brakes. Let us enjoy things a little bit. Let the economy breathe somewhat. All you're doing with this is hurting the little guy. And stop doing that. Our government is about helping people and making it a little better, or just staying out of the way. Steve, how much time do I have left? All right, it sounds like I got to start saying some thank yous. I want to start off by thanking the people at UHealth. You've heard me now roll it out twice during the show. UHealth and the University of Miami Medical System and their key hospital here in downtown Miami over by the health center here off of the highway at 95. They are really going and pulling out all the stops. Dr. Wolger and her whole team are helping somebody very close to me recover. And the way they're doing it and the finesse and professionalism they show is what you would want your family to experience. It's phenomenal. They're caring, they're helpful, they're courteous. I just also talked about the folks at Warren Henry Automotive, so thank you to them. Thank you for all of the great infinities. And Larry, thank you for lunch last week. Even if the electric went out and I couldn't have my coffee, I still enjoyed the chicken we had. True North Financial, I want to thank Rob Denton. You heard me send a shout-out to Rob Denton's young lady for doing her best buddies thing. High five to her for being one of the real shining lights in our society and for being rewarded with her attendance slot at the University of Florida. All right. The NFL alumni, always caring for kids. The Ackerman Law Firm, the Miami Marlins for delivering at Marlins today, at Marlins Ballpark. Alex, high five out to you, buddy. We're going to be having some conversations with you as the season goes on. Social Media 305, Lauren's Kids. The Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, and you, our listeners. Thank you so much. I want to give a high five to the Miami Heat, and I want to have you join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website. We got it all. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our website, www.friedonbusiness. Tell me how you like the website. Freedom Business is going to be on a replay basis on Monday, so I couldn't really talk about the Heat game tonight. Go Heat! Let's go Heat! Oh, Heat, 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 Heat. Okay, remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen, and I'll be back here live next Thursday. Rock me out, Stevie!
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama come a country boy, he said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money and it may sound